Hey, this is Jeff from Audio Boo, deep in the heart of Brixton, just off Cold Harbour Lane. Exile from Cold Harbour Lane was the album by Alabama 3, and I'm sat here with Larry Love from the band. Say hello, Larry.
Hello, brother. How you doing?
Very well, very well. I just wanted to have a quick chat about the seminal Woke Up This Morning. What was the inspiration for that song?
The inspiration was quite simply a case of a woman called Sarah Thornton, who by dint of her incarceration in prison and the miscarriage of justice, which that ultimately was, changed the law on provocation in terms of domestic violence issues. So the song was written about a woman who basically had enough of her wife beating drunken policeman husband, as he was. And hey ho, it got adopted by David Chase and turned into a gangster anthem.
Yeah, how did that come about with The Sopranos?
Again, the story is a very simple one. David Chase was driving down the freeway, which you see the opening credits on The Sopranos, and was scratching his head as to he's going to have a different kind of piece of music for every episode. And he heard a song, Woke Up This Morning, by a band called Alabama 3 from the UK on the radio, and went, that's the one. And it's quite funny was that he thought, because of Alabama 3, a bunch of hippies in Alabama, then we thought we were some crystal meth heads in San Francisco, then the best one, he thought we were three young black kids from the Bronx. Finds out it's a Welshman and a Scotsman living in Brixton, giving it large, and he went for it. And we're very much grateful for that opportunity.
Worked out well. And do you understand why that song, or have you thought about why that song has touched so many people?
Well, I can only comment upon this in the fact that people who've bought the box set of The Sopranos say they'd never fast forward the theme music, which the people who bought the box set of Friends tend to fast forward. I think the ambiguity of the sentiment the song was written, as I say, it wasn't written for Tony Soprano, and the ambiguity of the fact it was written about a woman suffering domestic violence then became, a theme track to, you know, one of the most kind of provocative and, you know, dangerous, you know, programmes that have been on telly for a long while. I think that's where the energy lies, isn't it? That sort of ambiguity, and I think that's where songwriters we are now. We have to be aware of that potentiality for ambiguity. You might write for kind of your missus, but it could be used as a, you know, Kellogg's cornflake ad. You never know. Write for ambiguity, children, and you might live a perpetuity.